Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, Honky Tonk.
Whoa!
All right,
he's come back at us with a sigh.
Yeah, check it out.
What's that about?
What's that about? Well, I've got my own life guru now, and she's a lot more...
She?
Yeah. She's a lot more expensive than yours, so obviously a lot more powerful.
You think that was more powerful?
No, the effect of it's more powerful. She's called Romany Distance. She told me that that particular type of sigh will ruin the life chances of your main enemy if it's given in his presence, or at least give him...
Main enemy.
At least give him a dose of the qualm, so...
Or otherwise, possibly, nemesis.
Nemesis, yeah.
Right,
so
I see.
I'm just saying, that's what Romany said. She suggested some names for you as well.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah. Dark Nectar, Ominous Barry, The Evil Coin... of course, you know, I've got to say, rules is rules, or you can just be Ronnie Hot Dogs, up to you.
What was that coin one?
The evil coin.
The evil coin, yeah, I'll be the evil coin then.
Okay.
That might repel your aggression.
You can try, Roman.
You branded me as a nemesis.
Well, I'm wearing triple denim today.
You are, yeah. It's blinding us.
It's not blinding you. Blue's not a blinding colour.
You look like Shaking Stevens' weaker twin.
Exactly.
The one that didn't get any of the nutrients in the womb.
The one who found out what was behind the green door.
Oh, God. Right, I've got some questions for your wife. Is she here?
Oh, fucking hell, straight in. She's not in the room with us.
Is she here in spirit?
She's here in spirit. I've got full authority to respond.
Right, if you'd like to channel your wife at this point.
Okay.
I've got some questions. Mrs. Bob, does Bob do funny voices around the house as a way of compensating for having nothing of worth to say? And how irritating do you find this on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes, he's always trying to, you know, like, up his ante, you know.
Larking around.
With stupid voices. What I do is I tolerate them. And I don't, to be honest with you, I don't really hear them anymore, so I'm not bothered.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The main one he does...
So 5 out of 10, then.
The main one he does is he's got the cat's voice as quite posh. Do you know what I mean? Got a little bit...
Does he?
I hate father. He's a right fucker, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean, no mother?
Oh,
right,
really?
Fucker, isn't he? So, yeah, I hardly hear it, but, yeah, you've correctly identified that weakness in him.
Very good. Question two. Mrs. Bob, whenever Bob straps on his tool belt and announces that he's going to do some DIY, do you find it weirdly arousing, or do you reach for your phone ready to dial 999, assuming that he's about to slice his finger off?
He hasn't got a tool belt. He's got a screwdriver...
One screwdriver?
Yeah, with a red handle.
Where's my screwdriver? You know, the one with the red handle.
And
mother! Yeah,
you're right. You're right, he can never find it. He doesn't attempt DIY, but nor does he get tradesmen in. He just lets the house slowly rot around him.
He just lets it go to shit.
Yeah.
Fair enough. An honest answer. Question three, Mrs. Bob. What is Bob's pin number?
Eh?
What is Bob's pin number?
I don't know his pin number. She doesn't, you know, I'm fine.
Being her there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know his pin number.
I was going to say, funny that you do a voice for the cat, but you don't do a voice for your wife. That's quite telling.
I don't know his pin number.
All right. Can I have a guess of it then? Because I've come close the last couple of weeks, haven't I?
All right, here we go. Close, yeah.
Here we go. 5929.
Yeah, that's my pin number.
Honestly.
Well, you've had 4 weeks to work it out.
I've got it.
Yeah, will you do it, guess a different one, or will you take it out?
Do you want us to cut that out?
Yeah, obviously.
Right, I'll just do another one then. 5933.
Nah, it's not right.
Oh, man.
Not right.
I'm going to have to give up eventually with this, aren't
You'll I? Have to give up eventually. In fact, why don't you give up this week, Andy? It's...
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
All right, I'll have a quick game with you. Guess the footballer. Let's keep it snappy. Premier League footballer. Yes and no question.
Salomon Rondon.
That's not a yes.
Oh, you got a question first.
No, it's not Salomon Rondon.
Does he wear stripes?
No.
Does he wear a red shirt?
No.
Does he wear a blue shirt?
Yes.
Does he play for Everton?
Yes.
Is it Gareth Barry?
No.
Is he a midfielder?
No.
Is he a forward?
No.
Is he a defender?
Yes. I'm stopping you there, you're out of time.
Oh,
very, very
bollocks.
Near. Who would you guess? Go on.
Leighton Baines.
It was Leighton.
Oh!
So, do you have slippers? Do you wear slippers? I know you've got quite a comfortable shoe now.
Yeah.
So you obviously care about foot care.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing makeup, by the way? All that eyeliner and shit.
Because I'm in London.
What is it?
It's London Fashion Week, isn't it?
Yeah, is it?
It always is.
I just presumed it was fucking Pancake Day or something. I presume you dress up special for Pancake Day.
What? Yeah. Well, just the usual gown.
Yeah, your pancake gown.
And a crown. A gown, a crown, and a frown.
So I was just wondering, like a leisurely guy like you, because clearly you're a lazy fucker, do you wear slippers around your house?
I don't. I can't even be asked to put slippers on. That's how lazy I am.
Fucking hell.
I like to go barefoot.
Well, I was going to ask, these are the wife's questions, actually.
Oh, we've just segued straight into them, have we?
But, okay. Or she just wondered if your carpets were too sticky for a rubber sole like you get on slippers. But you don't wear them, so there you go.
No, and my carpets are not sticky.
Actually, they might not, because they're probably nylon.
No comment.
Your anus must take, says the wife, your anus must take one hell of a pounding, redistributing all the chicken dippers and value pizzas. So do you go down the local swimming bath once a week to give it a disinfecting clean, or do you go to the local car wash and get the attendant to power hose around your rear eye?
I like to go to the park during the night, because my local park, they've recently stopped closing the gates at night.
Yeah.
It's a free-for-all now, all through the night. And I like to just gently lower it into the pond.
Why are you lowering the pond? You don't
like
rub
3
it.
3 a.m.
You don't rub it along the grass.
Well, afterwards I do, yeah. Well, dry it off.
Once again.
Some leaves this time of year, you know. Nice crispy leaves.
I don't want to talk about Todd. So shall we just stop? Because I've got a lot to say about Todd.
No, I think you should carry on.
No, let's just stop talking about Todd.
I don't want to.
Next question. Do you use tinned garden peas, tinned processed peas, or frozen peas? Do you use... And also, did you know that petit pois means small pea in English?
I use frozen peas.
Right.
I wasn't aware what petit pois meant.
Yeah, small pea.
Small pea.
Yeah.
Right. I know you come to see that. They are smaller than the regular pea, aren't they?
Yeah. Petit pois is small
petit pea. Petit pois.
So do you...
I thought it was petit pois. Like, you know, Emmanuel Petit, the footballer, just sort of like looking at himself in a mirror.
Yeah.
Poised.
I think you're thinking of pose. Poise is where you've got a certain relaxed confidence.
He used to have a good website, Emmanuel Petit, and I used to have a section with pictures of just him in leather goods.
Leather.
I like to wear leather. And he said in the opening paragraph of it, I have a passion for fashion.
Yeah. I remember, he had lovely long hair, you know, quite thick hair, medieval sort of hair, like Game of Thrones hair, didn't he, sort of thing. But I thought he was pretty ugly if you cut his hair off.
If he'd been a lass, you wouldn't have gone near him.
No chance, man. Hey, listen up, Andy.
Go on, then what?
I'm a big fan, mate, talking about tinned vegetables and a tinned potato, generally tinned new potatoes.
Right.
What I do is a shallow fry in olive oil, bit of rosemary and garlic.
Yeah.
And then I take them out the pot nice and hot, right? And then I throw them at next door's dog. So
is that satisfying for you? It's satisfying. It's also quite affordable as well.
It's an affordable weapon, yeah. Hot potato, hot new tin, new
potatoes. Are these Waitrose potatoes?
No, they're made by a company called Lincan.
Lincan?
Out on
New Forge. Do you buy them in bulk?
Yeah, real bulk, container loads, yeah.
Because they'd probably last for, what, like 5 or 6 years?
5 or 6 years, that's a minimum. I mean, you mean sell-by?
Yeah.
I don't think tin vegetable has a sell-by. I think you can keep
it
forever.
Infinite.
I think that's true, Andy. I think that's true. Do you want to know if I've met a footballer? Or not?
Well, yeah, go on. I suppose you've prepared something, so you might as well get on with it.
Well, when you said prepared something, yeah, I'll tell you about a metaphor.
Oh, just an anecdote off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Go on.
I went up the Riverside last week to watch the Tottenham match. Yeah?
What was the score?
2-1.
Think you're going to get relegated?
I think that we're in the group of teams that might get relegated.
What about you? Welcome to my world, pal.
Went to the Riverside for the Tottenham match. God, Tottenham are good. We're a bit out of our depth.
Very, very good.
So I was in for hospitality afterwards. I sit with the fans singing, you know, come on, Bora, come on, Bora. Mm-hmm. How are we, lads? And all that. But then afterwards I go to get, so the cars have cleared.
Do you buy like 10 seats so that you've got like a sort of a buffer zone around where you sit so that no normals can get near you?
No, it's sold out, packed out. I sit next to the same people,
you
obviously.
You sit next to strangers, do you?
Yeah. Nice people they are. Right. So
for Borough.
I start again. I went to the top and they go, All right, Bob, hope we get a win today. I say, yeah, hope so. And anyway, so we go. I'm at the Tottenham, but I go in the lounge afterwards, so the cars have cleared and all that. So went to the toilet. In there is Dele Alli, yeah?
Aye.
Harry Kane and Eric Dier.
Yeah.
They're all in the toilets. They're all wearing, this is weird, this, they're all wearing tight black polo necks, you know, like thin yeah. ones. Tight black skinny trousers and pointy black shoes. So I was startled, I stood still looking at them. And Harry Kane said, what do you want? This is a private club for Spurs players. And then Dele Alli says, yeah, and even if you're a Spurs player, you have to have the right club clothes on. And then Eric Dier says, and even if you're Spurs with the right clothes, you have to know the secret club password. So I said, well, it's come on, you Spurs. And they all look really fucked off. Dele Alli says, how did you know? Then Harry says, we were going to change it anyway so you can fuck off. And I said, all right, I'm not bothered what you get up to in your, you know, whatever, what do you actually do in this club? And Dele says, we look in the mirror mostly. And Harry says, yeah, and we sit in each other's cars. Eric says, go shopping, Snapchat quite a lot too. So I said, like, pretend. I says, oh, wow, it sounds like really good fun, that, lads.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well done to you lot. Come on, you Spurs and all that.
Millionaires.
Anyway, at this point, there's a bang behind me. Door opens pretty quick. In comes Toby Alderweireld, is it?
Yeah.
And Vans Vertonghen. They're strolling. They're both wearing, like, Robin Hood green tracksuits and trilbies.
Oh, a rival club.
Well, exactly, and they start yodeling. Harry Kane, angry look on his face, says, get out, this is our clubhouse, we were here first. Toby says, they are older than you, so we say what happens around here. You might like to check your birth certificate or ask your mum, that's what we did. Debbie Alli starts crying, right? Harry puts his arm around him. And then Vans Vertonghen says, why not try the ladies? That's more in keeping with your general demeanour. So Eric starts crying. So Harry puts his arms...
It's a walkover.
Yeah, and starts leading them out the toilets. You know, they're gone. So I said, so much to Eric, these two, Toby and Vans. I said, what's your club called? And Vertonghen says, I bet you can't guess. I said, yodel. How did you know that? Well, it's obvious, isn't it, Andy?
Because they're covering yodeling and they're dressed for it.
So I just got lucky and I left the toilets. So all I'm saying is, interesting story, because it's a bit of a hint there of different factions at Spurs. So yeah. They're playing well at the moment, but we'll have to see if it eventually affects.
That could really affect them. And it's funny that the Tories are looking to kick the foreigners out when they've got such a hold on the Spurs squad.
Yeah, well, it's not just Spurs. Let's not be unfair to Spurs in that respect. So what do you want to cut?
Can I just be Scouse for a little bit?
Yeah, of course you can.
There we go.
Thank you.
I hope that wasn't too loud for everyone. And can I have a quick game of yes or no with you?
Yeah, all
right. It's a bit new age this week.
I don't really get this.
Get yourself ready. Just say yes or no what you think of the things I'll say.
We'll do.
Yes or no. Aromatherapy.
No.
Acupuncture.
No.
Robert Mugabe's knackers.
Ah, yes. All right. So is that all you're doing?
One out of three.
Dictators and their knackers.
Yes.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, thanks, Laura. And anyway, I tell you what, shall I update you on Laura?
Please do.
You might remember that Mark Lawrenson had told Robson Green. Is it Robson Green?
Robson Jerome.
Is it? What is it, Andy? Don't fuck.
No, it's Robson Green. Sorry.
Robson Green. That he would invite him round for dinner so he could meet Rafa Benitez, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's the big day. Mark and his wife Barbara are cleaning up round the house and that. And Mark says, you have to do this for us, Andy. Mark
right,
says,
yeah.
I'll go into the loft and plump up the insulation so the house will be nice and cosy.
I'll go up into the loft and plump up the insulation so the house will be nice and cosy.
Right. Then he says to, sorry, he's a bit more. Then he says to Barbara, I'll do the metal bits and pieces. You do the windows and the hoovering, Barbara.
I'll do the metal bits and pieces. You do the hoovering, Barbara.
And the windows.
And the windows. You see, you're doing them too long.
All right, I'm right.
It's like so, when you're teaching a kid a song, you've got to break it down.
Okay, we'll do from now on. So Mark cleans, plumps up the loft insulation and he cleans all the little brass ornaments and the fender and that lovely metal box that they've got for keeping the cauliflowers in. Keeping the cauliflowers in, you know.
What's funny about that?
He's using the brass and the silver stuff and all that and everything. And Barbara ties her hair back, gets her apron on, takes her specs off, gets on with the hoovering and the windows and that, you know. And when they're done, Barbara says, OK, that's got the house all lovely, Mark, isn't it lovely? And he says, yeah, it looks lovely.
Yeah, it looks lovely.
And she says, what would you like me to cook for tonight's big dinner? And he says, oh, I'll have to have a think.
Oh, I'll have to have a think.
Could you wash me face with the Belinda wipes whilst I have a think?
Could you wash me face with the Belinda wipes while I have a think, Barbara?
So she picks up the cloth, starts washing his face. Then after a while, he says, I can't think of anything.
Barbara, I can't think of anything.
She says, well, what about fish? Robson likes fish, doesn't he? He says, what if he's sick of fish? What if Rafa doesn't like fish? It's a bit risky, Barbara, like patting a bulldog.
What if he's sick of fish? What if Rafa doesn't like fish? It's a bit risky, Barbara, like patting a bulldog.
No, don't do it with a question. Let's do it.
Is that what it was?
No, like patting a bull. Come on.
Like patting a bull.
Dog.
Dog. Bulldog.
Barbara said, well, what about steak and chips? Who doesn't like steak and chips? And he says, just seems a bit dull.
Just seems a bit dull.
What about a curry?
What about a curry?
Rafa's foreign, he might like curry, Barbara.
Rafa's foreign, he might like a curry, Barbara.
With poppadoms and naans and pickles.
With poppadoms, naans and pickles.
And a nice curved banana for pud.
And a nice curved banana for pud.
OK, curry it is then, she says, but you'll have to nip into town to get the poppadoms. Get the poppadoms. OK, Barbara, I'll go right now with me Hyundai.
OK, Barbara, I'll go right now with me Hyundai.
So Barbara goes back to cleaning the windows, right?
Yeah.
But the cloth started making them a bit smeary. So she's looking through the window, through the smears, and she sees Mark leave the driveway, crash straight into the tree opposite.
Shit.
Fuck, yeah.
So shit!
Yeah. So she goes out, opens the door, and there's Mark, half, sort of, half unconscious, face is bleeding. Fucking hell, Barbara, says Mark.
Fucking hell, Barbara!
I couldn't see a thing.
I couldn't see a thing.
Why not, says Barbara? Because that wasn't the Belinda wipes you washed me face with.
Because that wasn't the Belinda wipes you washed me face with.
It was my silver polish cloth. I can't see a thing.
It was my silver polish cloth. I can't see a thing.
So that's nasty, isn't it?
She's, yeah.
I don't know if you were listening, but she took her glasses off to do the hoovering.
Right.
So she's picked up the wrong cloth. When
Clever, that. I hadn't really...
Yeah.
You left a little clue there, didn't you? And I hadn't noticed that.
So Barbara phoned up Robson. He's like, "Oh, hiya, Babs. I can't wait for tonight to meet Rafa Benitez. I've been down the outlet centre and bought a special jumper and all that, and everything I do for the tune." She says, "Sorry, Robson, Mark's had a car crash. I'll have to cancel." "Oh, fucking hell, Babs. Sometimes I think I'll never get to meet Rafa Benitez. Hey, unless Ant and Dick can help out."
Oh.
So, that's interesting,
isn't
it? See
what could happen there. That could be a future development.
Maybe he's going to see what if Ant and Dick have got an in with Rafa.
Yeah.
Hey! 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 I tell you what you don't see anymore these days. Smoking monkeys. Do you remember them? There used to be one in every pub, sat in the corner, nursing a half a stout with a Capstan full strength in one hand and a curved banana in the other. That's when they weren't picking shit out of their arseholes and flinging it at the barmaid.
Well, I've enjoyed some of the language in there. The curved bananas, the Capstan full strength and that, but I don't remember monkeys sat in pubs.
Do you not?
So
might be a Sunderland thing.
On that level, yeah, maybe on that level it didn't work for me, sorry.
Okay, next one.
Hey! Hey, get this. Get a load of this. Here's a list of types of crisps. Space Raiders, Watsits, Quavers, Seabrooks, Chipsticks and Hula Hoops. Hula Hoops! Hey, what's that about? Stop the clock, Ernie!
It's not great, but I've enjoyed it because
you... But it's, you know, it's I've stuff. Enjoyed it because it's, you know, stuff that people identify with,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
A list of crisps.
When you said Seabrooks, I couldn't help but smile. A bit of nostalgia there, you know. Yeah. I remember
and then
Seabrooks.
I dropped the catchphrase in at the end just to... Fucking hammer it home.
Yeah. No, well, okay, then. I'll give you that one.
All right.
Hey, hey, don't kids say the funniest things, eh? Don't they? Listen, the other day my kids came up to me and told me that I should start exercising more because I look like, insert name, a fat character from modern cartoon.
Oh, I didn't finish writing that one.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Well, I had a nice energy, though, Andy. It did have a nice energy.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, McLaren... I mean, there's been a lot going on, Andy, with Steve McLaren.
It's a while since we've, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the last...
Sam Allardyce was banging away at the fat last time.
That's right.
as England manager.
As England
manager.
And
now look at him.
Now no more. Steve's gone to university. Anyway, well, anyway, I'll tell you what's been happening. You know, fat lass is gone. So what he did, what a lot of people do, you know, when... there's a big change in your life that he says he's going to turn over a new leaf, and you might have heard that he's got a place to course to study sports management at the Metropolitan University in Manchester. And it was his first day last week, so he wears a nice short sleeve comfort fit shirt in powder blue, nice brand new BHS navy blazer.
Brand new BHS? Hang on, I smell a rat here. BHS has gone to the wall.
Yeah, he bought this one about 3 years ago.
Did he stock up, do you think?
Yeah, of course, because it's the one with the
just as well, then.
Metal buttons, the bronze buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Nice pair of brown airline slacks and white trainers. So a bit student-y, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he has a nice PVC shoulder bag. That's in powder blue as well, with Stevie Mac printed on it in white lettering. Goes to his first tutorial in a lecture theatre. There's about 16 other students... He introduces himself. He says, "Hi, I'm Steve McLaren, carpet retail blogger and ex-England manager." And the tutor says, "I'm sorry, Steve. Could you take that daft cap off?" Steve says, "That's not a cap, you silly Rodney Plonker. It's my hair island. It's my hair island." He says, "Anyway, like I was saying, I'm an unpaid blogger for the retail carpet trade. Did you know that off the back of the weak pound, exports of 100% wool carpets have increased 20% in the last month, and that is both plain and patterned?" So the tutors, yeah, all right, Steve, yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Right, I've got a special guest coming in to give you a chat and provide some kind of on-the-ground wisdom about sports management.
Yeah.
In walks Sean Dyche.
Oh!
Yeah, you know
Sean? Oh!
Yeah. Straight in it, takes off his anorak, puts his books down. Because he's always got a lot of books with him, see, Sean.
Hello, boys and girls. Do you remember? Do you remember when I didn't have a ginger disc beard and I was known as the Jersey Royal? Do you remember?
And Steve shouts out, do you remember when my hair island was a peninsula? Do you remember? He looks up. Wayne says, have you ever noticed?
Hey, have you though? Have you? That Ben and Jerry's ice cream tub lid is the ideal size to draw around for a perfect disc beard. Hey, have you noticed that?
Steve comes back at him. He says, have you ever noticed? Have you though? Have you though? Have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed? You tell me if you'd noticed. Have you noticed that juvenile sparrows will often land in your hair island thinking it's their nest? The silly Rodney Plonkers. Sean's back at him.
It's like a rap battle, isn't
it? Have you ever noticed? No. Come on. Have you? Think really hard. Have you ever noticed? When you're outside walking and you look down to see how many feet you've got, your disc beard sometimes gets caught in your anorak zip. Have you noticed that? Steve goes back at him. Do you remember? Do any of you Plonker Rodneys remember 1977 when there was a big changeover to mass-produced compressed paper underlay? Do you remember? And he says, I've got a hair island, a hair island. And even louder, right, Sean goes back, I've got a disc beard, a disc beard. Oh, they're having the time of their life. Then he notices his phone light up on the desk. Steve does. It's a message from the fat lass. And it reads, hello, Stephen. Look who I've got. And attached is a picture of Casper.
Oh.
He runs out. Get out of my way. Casper's been kidnapped. Get out of my way. Out. Leaves the lecture theatre. Bang.
I like how you did that. The voice faded as he ran out.
I know what happens next. It's not nice, but so I'll leave it there for now.
That might be next week. I'll just read that again.
Look who I've got. And attached is a picture of Casper.
Where is she? What's she doing with him?
Find out next week.
TBC.
TBC.
To be continued.
Is there anything else that you need to cover? I mean, I had cauliflower cheese yesterday, and I requested that the wife made the cheese sauce quite thick.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. I got a couple.
Do you not normally have it thick?
Sometimes the wife does it quite thin. Eh? You know, it's another way of doing it. Do you like cauliflower cheese? Or
it's all right. I'll take it or leave it, really. If it's there, if I'm down the Toby Carvery, I'll drop a bit on the plate.
You choose cauliflower cheese over a hunk of meat?
No, I'll have the hunk of meat as well. There's a big plate, you know. It's a big plate option. You pay an extra quid, get a big plate, you get an extra option of meat, and you get a couple of chipolatas on there as well.
Yeah, what's a chipolata?
It's a small sausage.
How very fucking hell is our response to that? It's like a sausage.
Yeah.
I thought it was potato.
A small, thin sausage. No, are you thinking of chips? Here, what's the largest spice rack you'd consider acceptable? I'd like you to tell me how many rows and how many spices per row.
Well, I can answer this quite easily. I don't consider a spice rack acceptable.
Really?
I think totally unacceptable, yeah.
Oh, you see, I've tried to fit in there.
Why? What are you getting at?
With your London lifestyle, and I've got it horribly wrong.
Oh, spice is a bit fucking 80s, isn't it, Andy? Do you want to know about my life?
What do we have instead of spices now? Why would I want to know about your life?
Let me tell you about my life. I get up, right?
Fucking hell.
Well, you didn't think I got up. I get up.
I didn't think you were going to tell us.
I have a cup of tea.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I sell some shares, buy some shares. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the early markets.
In that order or just whatever?
Buy, sell, whatever.
High, sell low, yeah?
I sit on me leather, Italian leather settee,
yeah,
and I watch telly till 10 p.m. at night, yeah. At which point I go upstairs to start my crime club,
yeah,
my 10 p.m. crime club, and sit in telly on me lying in my bed for the next 2 hours watching crime shows. That's my life.
You see a life, but it's not really, is it? It's barely in existence.
Well, it depends. When you get to my age, it might be the sort of life you might choose.
And then you come here once a week and you tell me all about it.
Yeah, so that's my life.
Right.
Are we done here or what?
I don't know, are we? I think we might be. I've got a bit of a song.
Oh, I didn't do a song. Have you
done
one?
Well, I've done one because it's another one from your Greg Wallace musical.
All right, how's that getting on?
I'm getting there. This is a scene where...
Have you got backers?
Have I got what?
Backers, you know, like financial backers who are going to pay...
What, when you put a wallpaper on your jotter?
and you back it.
No,
you
no,
mean?
No,
well, you I'll write the lyrics in.
No, they offer, you know, they'll give you the money to put it, make, get.
Oh, I'm going to crowdfund it, it'll be all right.
All right, yeah, no, it'll be
fine. You put a crowdfund on the internet, then the money comes in, then you just do it.
I wonder if I could crowdfund my crime club.
Doubt it.
Okay, let's
right, well, this is a scene where Greg has discovered that he's got varicose veins. So it's quite poignant.
Interesting.
Poor Greg, he's got blue lines up and down his leg. The doctor says that they're just varicose veins, but he's in pain. Won't someone help poor Greg? Suddenly, Greg devises a swift remedy. Reaching for a nearby carving knife, he hacks at his thigh. He's gone round the fucking bend. Why he amputated, I don't know. It makes no sense. I blame John Turode. He's a terrible influence.
Oh,
poor Greg. Lying there covered in his own blood. It's just no good. He's cut off his fucking leg. That's it. I deviated from the tune, the Beatles tune at the end there, because of copyright reasons.
Yeah, I'm just, you don't have to answer. Is this the end of the musical? Is this how it all ends?
I don't know what it is. I think it might be dream sequence.
Oh, right, dream sequence.
Because I've got no idea where to put it.
In the early days of when we used to perform on stage, we did something called the Tanika Tikaram dream sequence. And Charlie Higson from The Fast Show would climb up a stepladder, yeah?
Yeah.
And drop a leg of lamb into a paddling pool beneath the stepladder that was full of tins of dog food.
Right.
And no, he didn't. I can't fucking remember that bit. And Paul Whitehouse would come on stage and ram mints into an acoustic guitar, and that was our dream sequence.
And you've managed to forge a quarter of a century long career on the back of things like that.
Well, despite the Tanika Tikaram dream sequence, was still
quite
standing.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Do you think about Elton John and David Furnish mainly AM or PM?
Oh, PM. At night, actually.
Really?
Yeah, night thoughts.
Sexy thoughts about
them. Not sexy thoughts, romantic thoughts.
I think about Elton as soon as I jump out of bed.
Right.
You know, I'm still standing. Oh, that's,
is that what you sing? Because you've got
Saturday
one more.
Night's the
you've
night.
Been blessed with one more day.
Yeah.
You jump out of bed and sing, I'm still standing.
But I've got to be honest, not meaning any, you know, any nastiness towards David Furnish, I don't think about him that much.
What, you think he's the...
I think about
a lesser
Elton.
Partner.
You know, you can't avoid it. Wherever they go,
yeah, they're not equals, are they?
Whatever business he starts,
yeah,
he's Elton's fella, isn't he?
The most interesting thing about him is probably his surname, isn't it? Furnish.
Yeah,
something not right there.
Okay, well, I'm going to go, Andy.
Right.
I'm going to sell some stocks and shares, maybe buy some property.
I was going to pitch another idea for you, actually, for me Dragon's Den thing, to see if I can get some of that money out.
Well,
of you.
Can you be quick? Because stocks and shares up and down, up and down.
Oh,
and down.
Right. Noel Edmonds, yeah, you know, he's got this thing with pets where he's going to ring pets up and make them feel better about themselves.
Right.
Where it's like Uber. If your pet's down, you do the app, and Noel Edmonds comes around in 10 minutes, puts the pet in the car, drives it around for a bit, and talks it down.
That's your pitch?
Yeah.
No, no, thank you.
No, right. Okay.
I value that company at. At two farts and a pair of handcuffs.
Right, tomatoes with funny faces drawn on them.
Interested, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. Direct debits for kids.
Just come back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Tomatoes with faces drawn on.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right.
What's the cap?
I want, 50 grand for 5% of that.
Nah, it's not worth that much. What's the next one?
Direct debits, but for kids.
So what happens?
The kids get direct debits. They have to pay them out of their money.
And who does the money go to?
Well, a percentage of it goes to the company, obviously.
Your company?
Yeah, because I've come up with it.
And where does the other percentage
just
go?
Just whoever the recipient is, like the council. School meals? Don't know. What do you reckon? Maybe it's a little bit ill-advised. Nick berries, mixed berries.
Like it?
Yeah.
Surprised it isn't already on the market.
50k I'm looking for 3% of that.
I'm in.
Brilliant.
Thanks
very
much.
It's been good. Goodbye.
Hold up. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.